these horses now as they come down the straight was Benny Rowe, and back behind them here's McIvy Diva. A nation roars for a hero. She's starting to wind up. 300 left to go now. McIvy Diva's racing up. Envoy's trying to go with her. They've got to Portland Singer and Lachlan River. Here comes Like a Falcon and Excellent, but McIvy Diva clear with 100 metres to go. Excellent runs to second. Ottozoon runs on, but a champion becomes a legend. McIvy Diva has won it from either Ottozoon. Excellent. Like a Falcon is close up.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, and that was Glenn Boss winning his third Melbourne Cup on the great McIvy Diva, and he won his fourth Epsom to go with his seven Doncasters, James.
Yeah.
Get your head around that.
Yeah, I know.
It's incredible. And he's
great numbers.
83rd Group 1 winner, and he's on the line this morning. Glenn, good morning. Thanks for joining us. And I was talking to Chris Waller after the Epsom yesterday, Glenn, and Chris made the point that you identified Colding a month ago as the horse that you wanted to be on in the Epsom. What was it about Colding, Glenn?
Oh, g'day, Ray. Hey, boys. Ray, it was quite obvious, to be honest. He had he's got this amazing ability to winter a horse, Chris, up in Brisbane. Mm-hmm. And whatever he does to him, whatever happens, he campaigns him up there, and in a very short turnaround, he gets in the fire up very quickly in the spring. It's obviously a pattern he uses. It's obviously he identifies certain horses that he does it with. But he gets the horse to improve very quickly. And obviously, this horse being gelded, he took him to Brisbane. He went up there and, you know, ran obviously very well. And then he obviously matured very quickly and then come back here. And, you know, Ray, his first run in the tramway was for everyone to see. And then you go back and you have a look at the weights for an Epsom, and you go, wow.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, you think, well, this horse probably shouldn't get beat if he projects a little bit further, because he's going to meet certain horses drastically better at the weights. So you think, well, they always run well, Ray. You know, they run 1, 2, 3. Mm. If given the right circumstances, they always run well.
Yeah. Mm. Just on that, how hard was the 50 and a half, Glenn?
Yeah, it was a bit of work. It always is, you know. It's not, I mean, but I've really got it down to a bit of an art now. I've just, it's really the least of my concerns now, because, you know, I give up alcohol quite a while ago. It's probably one of the best things I've ever done in my life. I wish I did it a long time ago. But, you know, it's just sort of, just little things that, like, I'm 50 now, so you're sort of always looking for those extra 1% to that, just to improve yourself a little bit more. If you can just get a little bit better at, I mean, I wish I'd done this years ago, but
yeah.
You know, but I'm constantly trying to improve myself, and it's a real mental challenge. Mm. If someone says to you, can you ride 49 in a Cox Plate, or even Samantha missed a few years ago, it's 47, you know, I almost take it on as a bit of a challenge. I think, yeah, I know I can do this, and sometimes when you're halfway into the journey, you think, Jesus, what have I done? I've taken on a bit too much. But it can be done, and it's actually a bit of self-satisfaction when you actually do get that done. You know, it's like, you know, you can sort of put your body into situations, and it's more, like I said, it's a mental thing, really.
Mm. Glenn, a couple of times since you've been back in Sydney, you've told me you're feeling fitter than probably you ever have in your career. And you might have touched on a couple of things there as to why that's the case, but have you also changed your training regimen as well?
I've changed a lot of things, Ray, about myself, you know, actually. So, you know, I mean, I think G-Boss probably 10 years ago or 5 years ago was a little bit different bloke to what I is now. I mean, I've probably, you know what, I'm probably the slowest maturing make mistake guy you've ever met. I've made more mistakes than you can count. I'll talk about a cat. I've got more than 9 lives. Because, yeah, I've made some silly mistakes, but, you know, I'm probably one of those guys, well, okay, I own them, and I did make that mistake, or was that, you know, and I think it's just, well, I've always never stopped trying to improve myself, even at this age. I think I can still get better. And I truly, firmly believe that. I think I can still get a bit better at this. So, it's just that constant search, I suppose. And, yeah. and to be very honest, like, Ray, you get there yesterday, and I'm actually inspired a lot. Like, watching J-Mac do what he's doing at his age, and being surrounded by these very good jockeys in Sydney, I think it brings out the best in you because you know that you constantly have to be on your game. You constantly can't let your guard down. You constantly have to be at your best because these guys around you are so good. So, you know, it's sort of when you're in that environment, it actually just keeps bringing out the best in you. Mm.
That's really interesting, Glenn, some of the things you've told us there. And I think one, you know, you talked about the alcohol thing, for example, and said, yeah, no, I should have done it years ago. But a lot of people make the realisation you made and still don't make the changes.
Yeah. Good point.
And the fact that you're 50 years of age and you're still striving for improvement is significant in itself as well, too. Where does that motivation come for you, Glenn?
The motivation comes for me, I'm still trying to prove to myself that I can get better.
Yes.
And I'm my worst critic. Like, I know I've had a lot of critics through my career. Like, people either love me or they hate me, but which is cool with me. But yeah, I swear to God, I'm the hardest person you've ever seen on myself. I'll sit there and analyse what I've done. Like, even yesterday, I think there's still things I could have done better, you know, but yeah, that sort of keeps me driving forward. But like I said, I go to the races and I sit there and watch other riders, that, you know, and I sit there, geez, you know, like, geez, these guys are good at that age.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm still competing. I have to compete against these guys. I have to keep striving to be better. So it's just that endless thing that you have to keep doing.
Yeah, well, 83 Group 1 says you're doing a pretty fair fist of it, Glenn. Glenn, what about Chris Waller? Again, I go back to Chris, and he also made mention of his first Group 1, which was with you in Triple R in the 2008 Doncaster. So in the space of 11 years, he's now trained, I think it's 107 Group 1 winners. He's a phenomenon, isn't he?
Incredible, you know. Like, I remember Triple Honour. I rang him, I was riding Hong Kong, and I said, mate, I want to ride that horse in the Doncaster. And it ran fifth, I think,
in the race.
And he said, oh, you think? I said, mate, that was one of the best Doncaster trials I've ever seen. And anyway, I flew back and rode it, and I won. And look at Chris Waller now. Like, he's just not, you know, there was always talk about Chris Waller, this guy, you know, who is this guy, you know, back then. And I'm amazed, to be honest. And that's another thing I was talking about. Huey and I were having dinner last night with Sloane and Christine, and you just sit back and you think, man, this, you know, like, to do what he did yesterday, that's unheard of. Like, you know, Cornella, the Group 1 in Melbourne, won all everything up here, won six races. And, like, obviously, it's probably one of the most successful sporting, in the last 10 years, industries that I've ever seen. Mm. Like, what he's done in sport is, I don't think it's unparalleled, isn't it?
Yeah, sustained excellence for a decade. Yeah.
Do you think now with that, Glenn, and you step back and you look at what TJ Smith did and go, 33 years? You're looking at the dominance of Waller and you're in the middle of it, but he has to do it for another 20 years to equal what TJ Smith did. That helps put perspective on it for me.
It does. It certainly does. But, yeah, I suppose, I mean, it's hard to compare generations from then to now.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Everything evolves. Everything gets better. You know, like, that's just the nature of the beast. But, I mean, you run out of things to say about this guy.
Yeah.
Very honest. You know, like, it's sort of, it's full, to say the most amazing things, full short. Sort of, you just don't know what to say about this bloke. And he's still a humble guy. He still gets emotional. It means a lot to him, you can tell.
Yes.
So his heart and soul is in everything he does, which I really dig, you know, because you can see that it really means something to him to win. You know, you think, oh, when he does it so often, you think, but it's not. It means a lot to him. So, yeah, kudos to him. I got to give Liam Pryor a rap too, you know, because like, Liam was probably right-hand man there for 10 years in probably what is the most successful business in Australia going forward. And he quit there to start up a new adventure. And managing, you know, sports management, I think it's a, you know, that would have been a pretty cushy job he was in there. Going forward, you would have thought he'd be pretty comfortable, but he's gone out on his own. And taking on a new venture, and you know, I think he'll be very successful.
Yeah, he's off to a flyer too. Yeah. He's got yourself and Nash. But hey, look, Glenn, thanks for joining us. Terrific effort yesterday on Colding, and we hope we have the opportunity to talk to you many times through the rest of the Spring Carnival.
Mate, I'm looking forward to those conversations, Ray.
Good on you.
You know, mate, when he walks past you and he says, oh, do you want me tomorrow, Ray? No, that's fine. Thanks, Glenn.
No. Is there anything we can talk about? Anything?
Well, who wins the GF this afternoon evening, Glenn?
Good work.
Oh, it looks like the locals, doesn't it? I mean, I'm very biased. I'm a Brisbane Broncos man, but I like Canberra. I just love their heart and soul. But it'll be interesting. I hope Canberra really stick it to them, and it should be a great game either way. But both of them are not my team, so I'll be just cheering forever who's the winner, because it'll be a good story anyway, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's a good point. Yep. Good on you, Glenn. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Glenn. Mate. See you, mate.
There he is, Glenn Boss. It's amazing, isn't he? We were sitting in the pub yesterday, as I said, with a group of punters and said, how old's G Boss? How old's G Boss? And, yeah, he's 50
and
years
he's still
of age.
Riding as well as ever and keen as ever.
That's right. I was going to say about he's a deeply motivated individual, single-minded, Chris Waller, and you could say the same about Glenn Boss. Yep.